Welcome back to Full Cast Miyagi Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've had just about 30 minutes of a rain delay here at Full Cast Stadium. The crew is just completing, redrawing the lines, while Baystar's second pitcher of the evening, Kato, finishes his warm-up pitches. For those of you just tuning in for the second half of this broadcast, second MP3 of the archive, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles scored first, scoring 4 runs in the first inning. A base on balls to Isobe, followed by a base hit by Okihara, and a one out base on balls to Yamasaki loaded the bases for Rakuten. Yoshioka then hit a single to right, scoring 2. After one more out, Sakai, batting number 7 in Rakuten's order, hit a double to left center, scoring 2 more to put the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles up by a score of 4-0. In the top of the second inning, the Yokohama Bay Stars leadoff batter, Saeki, Tamura, and Taneda hit 3 base hits in a row. Then Suzuki grounded out to first, with the Eagles conceding the run to get 1 back. The ball game is just about ready to get back underway. The score right now is Yokohama Bay Stars 5, Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 4. And the first pitch by Kato is called strike 1. Oh, that's right. The count was 1 strike 2 balls when the rain delay started, so that's strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 balls now the count. And the next offering is swung on and lifted to left center, left fielder Koike on the run, makes the catch in shallow left center. That's the first out of the inning. As Sakai was batting with the count of 1 strike, 2 balls when the rain started pouring down here at Full Cast Stadium. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. One out. Number 8 batter, Ida, coming up to the plate. Rakuten center fielder, and he takes first pitch from Kato down the middle, called strike 1. Kato certainly doesn't seem to be the worst for the 30-minute rain delay. Next pitch just misses outside, ball 1. Yoshimi started this game for Yokohama. Threw to the first 7 batters, only managed to get 2 outs before being replaced by Kato. Next pitch grounded to the left side and threw into left field for a base hit. The tying run is now on board for Rakuten. Yokohama is 5-0 so far in interleague play against the Golden Eagles. So the Eagles want to get something going, make it somewhat respectable. They've managed to win at least one from all the other 5 Central League teams. Kato comes set, and the first pitch to Fuji is called strike 1. Catcher Fuji now at the plate, with a runner at first and 1 out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Yokohama leading this one by a score of 5-4. We had a 30-minute rain delay. Kato steps off. Cincinnati steps off again. Ida returns to first, then takes his lead again. Kato comes set. And the bunt up the first baseline. Catcher plays the ball, throws to first, two out. Sacrifice is successful. So Ida sacrificed to second base. And that brings us back to the top of the order in Isobe. Isobe, the team captain for the Touhou Coducten Golden Eagles, carrying on from being the Kintetsu Buffaloes team captain last year, batting .278 with 13 home runs and 31 RBIs, a .263 average over the last five games. Isobe, left-handed batter, facing Kato, a right-handed pitcher. First pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Weather returning to a slight drizzle now. Bit more than the mist we had through the first 3.5 innings. But nothing near the downpour we had as the bottom of the fourth got started. The next offering misses outside. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. Two down, runner at second base. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-1 pitch misses inside and low. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Kato looks in, has a sign, comes set. Ida on second base. The next pitch swung on and popped up. Third baseman calls the ball back behind the third base bag in fair territory. Makes the catch for out number three. So the Touhou Coducten Golden Eagles get a base hit. Runner gets as far as second base, but nothing more to show for it. After four complete, the Yokohama Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 5-4. Welcome back to Full Cast Miyagi Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've had a bit of a rain delay, but we're back now. Watanabe continues to pitch on the mound for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. The rain is pretty much let up. Still coming down in a slight drizzle, a little more than the mist we've had through the first 3.5 innings. Watanabe's first pitch to leadoff batter Murata here in the top of the 5th inning misses outside for ball 1. The second offering, a looping ball, way out and away. Ball 2. Almost an Ephus pitch, but with a little bit more speed. The next pitch misses inside. Murata backing out of the way of that one. Gut first. No balls, or no strikes, 3 balls the count. And Watanabe's 0-3 pitch. Called strike 1 in at the knees. While Murata doesn't have the green light on no balls, 3 strikes, Yamazaki for Rakuten did earlier this game. Next pitch fouled away off the catcher for strike 2. That brings the count full. The Shobu pitch to Murata. Called strike 3 while Murata was starting to head up to the first baseline. One away. Murata thought the ball was high or maybe outside. It was a good height. Maybe he thought it was outside. Nonetheless, that'll bring up Ishii Takedo, 0-2 with a base on balls so far this game. Take strike 1. The next offering to Ishii misses low and away. Ball 1. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder coming over toward right field makes the catch for out number 2. That'll bring up Koike. Koike hit a double his last at bat. Before that, he grounded out to short and flew out to right. First pitch taken for a called strike 1. Watanabe into the windup and the second pitch just misses outside. Ball 1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Strike 2. 2 strikes, 1 ball. Now the count to Koike. Watanabe shakes his head yes and goes into the windup. And the next pitch taken low. First base umpire says no, he did not swing. 2-2. Watanabe into the windup again. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to right field. Second baseman and first baseman giving chase, as is the right fielder. And Isobe makes the second sliding catch of the evening in foul territory. Nice catch by Isobe. That's the second beautiful sliding catch Isobe has made this evening. the ground kind of wet, making it easier to slide, I guess. So the Bay Stars go down in order. It's either go down 3-up, 3-down, or strand the bases loaded for the Bay Stars this evening. And after 4.5 innings, the Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 5-4. Welcome back to Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be seeing numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Okihara, Tracy, and Yamasaki. Okihara has two base hits so far this evening, both to center field. Kato still on the mound for the Bay Stars. His first pitch is called strike one on the inside corner. Kato's next offering, called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Nice pitch by Kato. Yoshimi, the starting pitcher, only made it 7 batters and 2 outs in the first inning before Kato came in. Next pitch outside. Okihara checks his swing and the first base umpire agrees with it. Yes, he checked his swing. Rain is pretty much let up completely now. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Murata up with it, throws to first, and in time for out number one. That'll bring up Tracy. Tracy 0-2 so far this evening. Flown out to shallow left, Ishii. And flown out to right. The fly out to right was actually to right center, and Kinjo had him played perfectly. That ball should have been in the gap, but Kinjo was right there. First pitch low and away, ball one. And the next offering, down the middle, called strike one. Tracy steps out and kicks his bat a little bit. I think he wanted that pitch. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled off, back to the backstop. The fans have returned. They had disappeared while the rain was pouring down hard. Probably sought shelter underneath the stands. The next offering swung on and pulled to the second baseman. Tanida up with it, throws to first in plenty of time for out number two. That'll bring up designated hitter Yamasaki. Former Chunichi Dragon and Home Run King. Yamasaki is also mentioned in Fitzsan's book, Remembering Japanese Baseball. He wasn't interviewed, but he is mentioned. He pulls the first pitch deep to right field, but that's not deep enough. Kinjo comes over and near the line makes the catch for out number three. So, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, like the Bay Stars, go down in order in the fifth inning. And at the end of five complete, this is now an official game. The score remains the Yokohama Bay Stars 5 and the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 4. Welcome back to Full Cast Miyagi Stadium. We're going to the top of the sixth inning. Watanabe still on the mound for Rakuten. And his first pitch to Kinjo, number three batting Bay Star, is called strike one. Next pitch, Kinjo bunts the ball up the third base side, but foul. Two quick strikes on Kinjo. Kinjo trying to catch third baseman Tracy back. Two strikes, no balls to count. And the pitch misses way outside, ball one. Next pitch misses up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off, back and out of play. And the 2-2 pitch again. Taken up high. Ball three. That brings the count full. Watanabe with the Shobu pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side past the dugout. And the full count pitch swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side, and that ball goes out of play. Shobu pitch again. Watanabe into the windup, and the pitch misses low, ball four. Yet another base star reaches on a base on balls. Walks have really hurt Ducton this evening. So the leadoff base star is on. That brings up number four batting, Saiki. Saiki has grounded out to the shortstop, has singled, flied out to left, and drawn a walk. First pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Fuji, who keeps the ball in front of him. Ball one. Watanabe comes set with runner at first base. And the pitch called strike one on the outside corner. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering by Watanabe is swung on and pulled to the first baseman, who throws to second for one, and that's all they get. So Saiki grounds into a fielder's choice for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up... No, I guess that was called a foul ball, because Saiki is still in the batter's box. Okay. Saiki pulls this one to the first baseman, who throws to second for one. The relay back to first is in time this time. And gee, it looked like a replay, except that it's... Saiki is out at first this time. So, with the instant replay getting a double play this time, we now have two down, nobody on, and Tamura coming up to the plate. Tamura batting 347 on the year. He's had a single and drawn two walks so far. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. The second offering, taken just over the outside part of the plate, kind of low, maybe knee high, for strike one, 1-1. Watanabe very agreeable with everything the catcher sends out to him. Always shaking his head yes on the first sign, and Tamura fouls the next pitch off and out of play to the right side. Hodges, with runners on, seemed to say no, 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 no to the catcher's sign. Signs. Watanabe into the windup. Pitch in the dirt. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. With two down here in the top of the sixth inning, Yokohama leading this one by a score of 5-4. No home runs in this game. Next pitch. Ooh, looked good, but called ball three outside. Watanabe and Fuji were both heading to the third base dugout on that pitch. But they have to come back. Full count. The next pitch to Tamura, swung on and missed. Strike three. Now they can head back to the dugout. And the Bay Stars go down in order for the third time this evening. At the end of 5.5, though, they continue to lead this one by a score of 5-4. Welcome back to Miyagi Fullcast Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've passed the 9 o'clock mark. It's 9:02 now. This game going for 3 hours. We had a little bit more than 30-minute rain delay. Up first for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles in the bottom of the sixth is Yoshioka, and he takes two straight pitches outside to go ahead of the count. No strikes, two balls. Kato still the pitcher for Yokohama. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. The crowd has really returned here to Miyagi Full Cast Stadium after the short rain delay. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 2-2. We had a mist hanging over the stadium for the first 3.5 innings. And then the rain just started pouring down in the bottom of the fourth. After about a 30-minute rain delay, we resumed play. And everything's been going pretty quickly ever since. Next pitch misses just outside, ball three, full count to Yoshioka, leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, who trail this one by a score of 5-4. Kato looks in for his sign, has it, come set. And the Shobu pitch, called strike three. Nice pitch in at the knees. That's one away, and it'll bring up Sekikawa. Sekikawa came into the game defensively. After the third inning, batting 304 on the season, no home runs, 5 RBIs. First pitch misses outside, ball one. In Yokohama's big fourth inning, Sekikawa misplayed a ball to left, allowing two runs, and he swings and drills the line up the first base line and into the corner, base hit. By the time Kinjo is up with it and throws the ball back, Sekikawa is standing on second base with a double. Sekikawa pulled that ball up the first base line very well. So a one out double for Rakuten puts runner in scoring position. Sakai comes up to the plate. Number 7 batter. He doubled his first at bat and flew out to left to second. This is third at bat. Takes first pitch inside for ball one. Sakai's double in the first inning added two runs for Rakuten there, putting them up 4-0 at the time. The next pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Taneda has it, throws to first for out number two. Sekikawa moves over to third on the play. That'll bring up former Yakult Swallow center fielder, Ida. Ida has struck out and singled left so far this game, batting 235 on the season. Right-handed batter versus right-handed pitcher now. First pitch just misses outside. Ball one. Ida, a veteran of the Central League Yakult Swallows, moving over to Docton this year. Very familiar with Central League pitching. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. This is the final interleague game of the season. Cebu and Yakult played to the second to last one earlier today. Cebu defeating the Yakult Swallows 11-1 at Jingu Stadium. The next pitch swung on and fouled off. Back to the back screen. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Ida. Runner at third base. Two down. Kato on the mound for Yokohama, second pitcher of the night, having come in with two outs in the first inning. And the next pitch called, strike three. Umpire delayed his call, but it was so good. I was wondering why he didn't call it strike three there for a second. So Ida strikes out looking. And the side is retired. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles get a double with one out, get the runner all the way to third base, but have nothing to show for it. At the end of six complete now, the Yokohama Bay Stars continue to lead this one by a score of 5-4. Welcome back to Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Watanabe has now been replaced on the mound for Rakuten. Into pitch is Tamaki. Tamaki Shigeo. He's had 16 appearances, has a 3.06 ERA. has given up 7 runs in overall, 6 of them earned, over 17 and two-thirds innings. He'll be facing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters in the Yokohama order. Taneda, Suzuki, and Aikawa. Taneda has 2 base hits so far and has reached on an error. At least I ruled it an error. And Taneda takes the first pitch from Tamaki down the middle for a called strike 1. We're in the Yokohama half of the Lucky 7, top of the 7th. The second pitch, inside and high, ball 1, 1 and 1. Taneda's stance reminds me of a crab. His front leg kind of at an odd angle. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right side, and out of play. Tamaki comes set, and the next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. Taneda, the leadoff batter here in the top of the 7th inning. We had a 30 to 40 minute rain delay about an hour ago. Next pitch misses up high, ball 2. 2 and 2. Tamaki's pitch not dropping in there. The 2-2 offering misses high and away, ball 3. So the count goes full. Tamaki looks in for his sign and comes set. The Shobu pitch misses high and in, ball 4. Yokohama receives yet another base on balls. That's the 8th base on balls taken by the Bay Stars this evening. Next up is designated hitter Suzuki. Batting 140 on the season, no home runs and 4 RBIs, 7 for 50. Mainly used as a designated hitter during interleague play. I believe it's his shoulder that's injured, which is keeping him out of the everyday lineup. Takes first pitch inside for ball 1. His shoulder has been hurting him for the past couple of years. It's a real shame. Suzuki was one of the leaders in the 1998 championship Yokohama Bay Stars. One of several people who had career years that year. Shortstop Ishii Takuro being the other major player. Rose, Komada, everybody seemed to have it come together that year. The next pitch misses up high, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls to count. Suzuki, a former leading batter in the Central League as well. 2 years in a row, they're around 1998. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. So while Suzuki is struggling, Tamaki is struggling on the mound to throw him strikes. No strikes, three balls to count. Now I sincerely doubt Suzuki, who is struggling, has the green light on 0-3. The next pitch misses up high, ball four. Walked him on four pitches. Tao Kantoku just smiles in the third base dugout as Ono, pitching coach, heads out to the mound to have a talk with Tamaki. Two base on balls in a row. That's not a good sign. That was the sign that Tao Kantoku used to pull Hodges in the fourth inning. While I don't disagree with pulling Hodges after he walks two in a row, his selection of Ogura backfired as Ogura allowed a double, a single, a walk, another walk, and an error to just compound Lockton's problems. And the Bay Stars managed to turn this game around right there. Nonaka comes in to pinch run for Suzuki at first base. Aikawa at the plate. He's showing bunt all the way with runners at first and second and nobody out. Bunts the first pitch foul up the third base side. Aikawa looking bunt all the way. Squares. Long before the pitcher is even on the rubber. Now the pitcher has a sign. Throws. Aikawa takes the ball outside for ball one. One and one now, the count to Aikawa. Tamaki, fourth pitcher for Ducton this evening on the mound. Next pitch. Bunted foul up the third base line. So Aikawa fails twice to put down the sacrifice bunt. Ushijima looks like he makes some sort of sign there in the dugout with his hat. Aikawa showing bunt as the pitcher gets ready. And Tamaki comes set. And Aikawa pulls the bat back, swings, the ball goes through the right side into center field. Taneda rounds third, comes home without a throw, scores. Yokohama up 6-4. So the Buster by Aikawa scores a run. Runners now at first and second. Nobody out. Number nine batter Murata at the plate. Murata has walked twice, scored once, and struck out looking. Murata also squaring to bunt. And the first pitch taken low and away, ball one. Walks hurt. The leadoff walk this inning, coming in to score. Next pitch, bunted back to the pitcher. Pitcher's only play is to first base. Murata successfully lays down a bunt. Sacrifice bunt. For the first out of the inning. Next, we go back to the top of the order in Ishii. Runners now at second and third with one out. And we have a powwow on the mound. So that's going to be it for Tamaki. Tamaki unable to get anybody out, or only able to get one out. The sacrifice bunt by Murata. And coming in, ducked in. I think that's Tokumoto. No? Yoshida. Yoshida Toyohiko. Yoshida Toyohiko has appeared in 25 games so far this season, has a 2.57 ERA. Giving up 8 runs, 6 of them earned, over 21 innings. Has not given up any home runs, has only walked 3, compared to 18 strikeouts. So while Yoshida takes some warm-up pitches, let's take a short break. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in the BayStars half of the Lucky 7. Top of the 7th. The BayStars already have one run in. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. Yoshida coming in as the 5th Rakuten pitcher this evening. He'll be facing the top of the BayStars order in Ishii Takedo. The first pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. Shortstop going back. Left fielder coming in along with the center fielder. And in shallow left field, it's the left fielder. Sekikawa making the catch. So one pitch, two out by Yoshida. And that'll bring up Koike. The fly too shallow to score the runner from third base. Koike, 1-for-3 tonight. Big double in the BayStars' big fourth inning. Scoring there. Yoshida's first offering to Koike. Misses outside for ball one. Runners at 2nd and 3rd, 2 out now. Here in the top of the 7th inning, BayStars have one run in, taking a 6-4 lead. The next pitch swung on and hit deep to left. Not deep enough though. Center fielder comes over toward left. And in left center field makes the catch for out number 3. So the BayStars only come up with one this inning as they strand runners at 2nd and 3rd at the end of 6.5 innings. The Yokohama BayStars now lead this one by a score of 6-4. Welcome back to Miyagi Fullcast Stadium. We're going to the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles Lucky 7. The bottom of the 7th inning. Fans let loose a bunch of balloons reminiscent of Koshien. There's a good crowd here at Fullcast Stadium. Despite having constant mist over the grounds through the first 3.5 innings. Then torrential rains delayed us for about 30 to 40 minutes. And now it's turning into quite a lovely evening here in Miyagi, here in Sendai. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are going to be sending up pinch hitter Oshima for catcher Fuji. And the first pitch is called strike one to Oshima. Kato still on the mound for Yokohama. Next pitch misses inside, ball one, 1-1. Kato into the windup, and the next pitch fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, one ball. Sorry, Kato's been throwing from the stretch this whole game. Kato comes set, and the next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Oshima slapping the ball, reaching out and just getting a piece of it. Pinch hitter Oshima leading off the bottom of the seventh for Rakuten. Rakuten trailing this one by a score of 6-4. Kato's next pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii comes over, and as the ball goes past third baseman Murata, Ishii makes the play deep in the hole at short, throws to first in time for out number one. Now back to the top of the order in Isobe. Isobe has drawn a base on balls and scored in the first inning, grounded out to second and flied out to the third baseman, where he's been most valuable this game has been in right field, where he's made two beautiful sliding catches. Batting 277 on the year with 13 home runs and 31 RBIs, Isobe, team captain for Rakuten, stands in, and he takes first pitch, ball one, outside and high. The next offering, called strike one. Nice pitch up at the letters on the outside part of the plate. Kato comes set. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate by Kato. And Kato's set. And the pitch swung on and fouled off. Then out of play to the left side. Isobe keeping alive. Kato set again, And the pitch swung on and drilled up the first base line. Fair. That ball's going into the corner. Isobe rounds first. Heads for second. Rounds second. And he's on second base with a stand-up double. Before the ball can get out of the right field corner. So, Ducton has a one-out double by Isobe. That'll bring up shortstop Okihara. Ducton down by two here. Trailing 6-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Okihara has singled twice, both up the middle. And grounded out to third. So far this game. Batting 290 on the season. No home runs and one RBI. Takes first pitch inside for ball one. Ducton fans up and cheering. Pretty good sized crowd for such a miserable, from such miserable weather at the start of this game. Next pitch called, strike one on the inside corner. Okihara looks at the umpire like he's insane. Kato has thrown 77 pitches so far to 21 batters, allowed 5 hits, struck out 3, walked none, and has yet to give up a run after taking over in the first inning. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side. Strike 2. The torrential rain that came down in the bottom of the fourth inning didn't scare too many people away. And now they're being treated to a beautiful evening of baseball. Kato's next offering swung on and missed. Strike 3. That's the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up number 3 batting, third baseman Tracy. Okihara was swinging way ahead of the pitch. Fooled on a changeup. Tracy's 0 for 3 on the night. Flown out to short, flown out to right. Great play by Kinjo. Kinjo had him played well, actually. And grounded out to second so far this game. And he swings and misses at the first pitch, low and away for strike one. Tracy stands in. Kato comes set, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike 2. This one in and low to Tracy. Left-handed batter. Tracy out ahead of that pitch. Kato comes set. And the the third pitch. Misses just outside. Ball one. Umpires very rarely give you a pitch, even close on the outside corner, with two strikes and no balls. So I wish more pitchers would just come in and throw a strike. Purr. Nonetheless, Kato comes set. Two strike, one ball pitch. Just misses low over to the outside part of the plate. Ball two. Two and two the count. Aikawa was setting up outside. Kato come in and still got part of the plate. Just a little bit low. Two and two now the count to Tracy. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Low and outside. I think Tracy foul tipped the ball, but right into Aikawa's glove. Aikawa immediately showed the ball to the umpire that he made the catch cleanly. And the side is retired. So, a double by Isobe comes up for naught here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And at the end of seven complete, the Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 6-4. Welcome back, baseball fans. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Yokohama Bay Stars are batting in the top of the eighth inning. They'll be leading off with number three batter Kinjo, who takes first pitch for a called strike one. Yoshida still on the mound for Dakuten. Next pitch misses low and in. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. To Kinjo. After Kinjo is Sayaki and Tamura this inning. Next pitch misses low. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. Let's go. And the next offering, swung on and missed. Strike two. Pitch inside and just about hit Kinjo's back shin, right shin. Yoshida into the windup. The pitch is in the dirt, swung on and missed, but the ball goes through the catcher's legs and to the backstop. Kinjo taking off for first. It's a strikeout, stolen base. Kinjo safe at first, swinging and missing at strike three. That's the second time here on Pro Yaki Live we've seen this play. Catching now for Rakuten is Nakamura, after Oshima had pinch hit for Fuji to lead off the seventh inning. Sayaki takes first pitch out and away for ball one. The next offering, called strike two. Or called strike one, rather. Sayaki started to swing, checked his swing, but that was a good pitch. Not one for him to take. So the 1-1 count with Kinjo at first base. It swung on and grounded up the middle. Second baseman behind the second base bag makes the catch or grab as the ball is going over the second base bag and through into center field, but he catches the ball on the hop, throws to second for the force, and Sayaki is on a fielder's choice. That'll bring up Tamura, leading batter and home run king of the Central League at the moment. He swings and fouls the first pitch away. Kinjo is ranked fourth in batting right now, 333. Next pitch, called strike two. Actually, swing and a miss, strike two, sorry. Yoshida on the mound for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Fifth pitcher of the night for Rakuten. The next pitch in the dirt outside, blocked well by Nakamura, sorry. Two strikes, one ball, now the count to Tamura. The next offering, swung on and grounded past the third base coach, or actually to the third base coach, who plays the ball, fields it barehanded, throws it out. Two strikes, one ball, remains the count. Yoshida comes set. And the pitch. With the runner going, taken for a ball outside. And Saiki is safe at second base. So Saiki steals second. We have one out, runner at second base. Tamura at the plate. The next pitch misses inside, ball three. Full count now to Tamura. With Saiki at second and one out. BayStars leading this one by a score of 6-4. The only other game today, Cebu Lions defeated the Yakult Swallows at Jingu by a score of 11-1. Next pitch fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains full. Yoshida's second Shobu pitch to Murata. No, to Tamura. Misses inside. Ah! Umpire delay calls strike three on the inside corner. Tamura stops and looks at the umpire. That's the second delayed called strike three by this umpire this evening. It was a pretty good pitch. It could have been called either way. Nonetheless, we've now got two down, runner at second base, and BayStars second baseman Taneda at the plate. Taneda has reached base every time. A pair of singles, reached on an error by the second baseman, and a base on balls. Tao Kantoku comes out to have a word with his catcher. His catcher shakes his head yes, runs up to home plate. Of course, talking to a catcher doesn't count as talking to a pitcher, so it's not one trip to the mound there. Well, with two down, runner at second base, and Taneda at the plate, we resume. Yoshida's first pitch to Taneda misses low and away for ball one. Taneda batting .310 on the season. And now Nakamura has a short talk with his pitcher Yoshida. Is he relaying Tao Kantoku's message? No strikes, one ball the count to Taneda. Next pitch misses in at Taneda's feet. Ball two. Yoshida looks in for his sign, has it, comes set. The third pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count with two down. Here in the top of the eighth inning, runner at second. Yokohama leading by a score of 6-4. next offering. Swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder comes in a step. Over towards center two steps and makes the catch. So the Bay Stars managed to get a runner as far as second base, but no further. At the end of 7.5 innings now, the Bay Stars continue to lead this one by a score of 6-4. Welcome back to Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are going to be sending up the heart of their order here in the bottom of the 8th inning, trailing this one by a score of 6-4. Yamasaki, Yoshida, and Sekikawa. Yamasaki has three more hits to reach the 1,000 hit mark. He's hitless so far this evening. He's drawn a base on balls and scored, but that's about it. Batting .255 with 10 home runs and 22 RBIs on the season. The big slugger stands in, and he swings and fouls the first pitch back to the back screen. Kato still on the mound, throwing very well since coming in with two out in the first inning, replacing starter Yoshimi. The next pitch misses inside, ball one. Kato, set, and the next offering, called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Yamasaki started to swing but held up. Should have gone around. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side. That ball goes out of play. Rakuten fans cheering, holding up signs. Three more to reach 1,000 hits. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Fans in the Sendai area very happy to have a ball club, even if it is a bit of a losing ball club. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Yamasaki handcuffed on that pitch. Kato comes set. And the next pitch swung on, fouled off. Back over the back screen. Count remains 2-2. Hato comes set. The 2-2 offering again. And Yamazaki fails to hold up. First base umpire rings him out. That's the first out of the bottom of the eighth for Ducton. And it'll bring up first baseman Yoshioka. Yoshioka has singled twice and struck out so far this evening. He's batting .256 on the season with one home run and 13 RBIs. First pitch taken on the outside corner for a called strike one. Gee, he looks familiar. Is he a former Giant? Next pitch, misses low and away, ball one. I seem to recall a Giant who spent forever in the minors, never getting a chance to come up. He was a first baseman, too. Giants finally traded him to the Pacific League, maybe to Kintetsu. I think that may be him. Next pitch lifted high to the infield. Ishii calls the ball behind the pitcher's mound where he makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Sekikawa. Sekikawa came into the game defensively in the fourth inning, and one of the first things he did was misjudge a ball. That ended up becoming a double in the Yokohama's big four-run fourth inning. But first, the pitching coach is going out to have a word with Kato, and it looks like Kato is coming out of the game. Perhaps he's reached his pitch limit. He has thrown beautifully since the first inning when he struck out Ida to end the inning, saving Yoshimi, who had given up four runs before then. So with two out here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Kato comes out having thrown 93 pitches to 25 batters, allowing five hits, striking out six, walking none. Very impressive. And, of course, giving up no runs over that time. He did the job of a starter, essentially, for the Bay Stars, after Yoshimi got off to a very, very rocky start. That brings in Holtz. Holtz has appeared in 22 games, has a 4.32 ERA, giving up 10 runs, 8 of them earned over 16 and two-thirds innings. He has given up just 2 home runs, walked 8, and struck out 15 so far over those 16 and two-thirds innings. And the first batter he faces is former Chunichi Dragon, Sekikawa. The The first pitch by Holtz is swung on and missed. Sekikawa swinging all the way around on that one. We've got two outs here in the eighth inning. Holtz comes in to pitch to left-handed Sekikawa. Left-handed pitcher Holtz. Next pitch, called strike two on the inside corner. Two quick strikes to Sekikawa. So Holtz is most likely 1 point relief. With Kroon probably getting ready to pitch the ninth. The next pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. Sekikawa goes down looking at three strikes in a row. So the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles go down in order yet again here in the eighth inning. And after eight complete, the Yokohama Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 6-4. Welcome back to Miyagi Fullcast Stadium. We're going to the top of the ninth inning. Another pitching change for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Former Yokohama Bay Star setter-upper Fukumori comes in to pitch. Fukumori has a 2.65 ERA, throwing 34 innings so far this year, giving up 11 runs, only 10 of them earned. Has not given up a home run, has walked 3 and struck out 18 so far. He'll be facing the bottom of the Bay Stars order. Nonaka, who came in as a pinch runner for designated hitter Suzuki and stayed in. Aikawa and Murata. No, we're going to see a pinch hitter. Fuduki comes in to pinch hit for Nonaka. Left-handed batter facing right-handed pitcher, and he takes first pitch low and in for ball one. The The next offering swung on and hit back up the middle. It hits off of pitcher Fukumori's chest. The ball rolls towards first base. First baseman picks the ball up. Fukumori comes over and covers first base. He is in pain. He takes the ball, but he is there too late. Furuki is on first base with a line drive off the pitcher's chest. Fukumori looks like he's laughing it off now. He's going to take a few practice pitches to make sure he's okay. I think it really scared him, though. Ooh. Fukumori's taking a few practice pitches now. He says he's okay. He tells Furuki, yeah, I'm okay. As that can make a batter nervous as well, I'm sure. Fukumori, all smiles off the mound, saying, yeah, I'm okay to his infielders. Ooh, that was a little scary. Aikawa comes up. He's showing bunt all the way. He, after failing to sacrifice his last time at bat, he hit a buster to right center. This time, though, he bunts the ball right up the first base line. Fukumori plays the ball, tosses to the first baseman, and the sacrifice is successful. Gee, I was hoping he'd buster again. Buster worked last time. Nonetheless, one out. Number 9, Murata, coming up to the plate. Murata has walked twice, struck out looking, and sacrificed so far this game. He's swinging at the first pitch, lifts the ball up. First baseman gives chase, and in foul territory right next to the fence, does not make the catch as the ball goes over and into the stands. Strike one. Fukumori comes set. Next pitch in at Aikawa's, or at Murata's feet. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. We have a runner at second base. One out here in the top of the ninth inning. Yokohama batting, leading this game by a score of 6-4. And the next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. Strike two. Fukumori has his sign, and the pitch misses inside and low, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Murata, a home run threat. And the next pitch misses inside, ball three, full count to Murata. With a runner at second, one out. Baystar is up by two. Score 6-4. Top of the ninth inning. Fuduki takes his lead from second. And the pitch. And it's a ball low in the dirt and outside, but Murata fails to hold up. First base umpire calls him out on strikes for out number two. So, runner remains at second base, now with two outs. And leadoff batter Ishii Takedo coming up to the plate. But Tao Kantoku comes out and has a word with the umpire. And Fukumori heads to the third base dugout. So we've got another pitching change. Koike. I believe the announcer said Koike Hideo. Number 34 comes in to pitch for Ducton to face Ishii. Koike has a 13.50 ERA on the season. He's only had four appearances, given up three runs, all three earned in two innings of work. During those two innings, he's given up four hits, walked one, and struck out two. Koike is the seventh Rakuten pitcher of the evening. Koike finishes up his warm-up pitches. And Ishii Takedo comes up to the plate for the Yokohama Bay Stars here in the top of the ninth inning. Fuduki is standing on second base. And the first pitch to Ishii misses low and away. Ball one. Ishii so far has flown out to the second baseman, struck out swinging, reached on a base on balls, later scored there in the fourth inning, flown out to center, and flown out to left. So he's 0 for 4 with a base on balls this evening. Okihara playing with Fuduki there at second base. Koike ignores him and throws ball two to Ishii. The next offering called strike one down the middle. Nice pitch by Koike. Mm-hmm. Bench report for Doc Din says that Fukumori is icing his chest. Having been hit really hard by Furuki's line drive. Next pitch fouled off. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Koike comes set. And the pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Ishii not happy with the call, but it was a good pitch. Ball cutting the outside part of the plate. So the Bay Stars get a runner as far as second base yet again and have nothing to show for it. A leadoff base hit and the Bay Stars go down 1-2-3 after that. So at the end of 8.5, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles trail this one by 2-6-4 with one at bat left to go. Welcome back to Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and in for Yokohama is Kroon. He's had 25 appearances on the year, one win, no loss, 10 saves, a 2.16 ERA. Kroon has hit 158 kilometers per hour twice in relief, and the Japan record 159 kilometers per hour once. How fast can he throw tonight? Oh, tanoshimi ni. Kroon finishes up his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing the bottom of the order, Sakai, Iida, and Nakamura. We have a pinch hitter, Ryutaro, I think is how that's pronounced. Yes, Ryutaro comes up and he's swinging at the first pitch, inside for strike one, 145 kilometers per hour. Kroon comes set. And the next pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Murata has the ball. Throws to first. Saeki pulled just a little bit off the bag, but it, or toward the outfield, but holds onto the bag for out number one. Lopez, Luis Lopez comes up next, pinch hitting for Ida. The first pitch is in the dirt, 144 kilometers per hour. Ball one. Prune looks in for a sign. Has it, comes set. And the pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. 157 kilometers per hour. Croon grabbing hold of the ball in fork position behind his back before coming set. Next pitch. Swung on and hit high to right field. Right fielder Kinjo comes in a couple of steps, makes the catch for out number two. So we're down to our final out. The scoreboard shows 159 kilometers per hour on that last pitch. Next pitch, 157 kilometers per hour. Called strike one on the outside corner. The next offering swung on, fouled off, 159 kilometers per hour. Croon is throwing heat. Nakamura fouling it off. And the 2-0 pitch swung on and hit back to Croon off his leg. Shortstop has it. Throws to first for the out. Another 159 kilometer per hour pitch. Fouled off Croon's leg, or hit off Croon's leg to Ishii for a 1-6-3 ground out. And the side is retired. So Croon retires the Ducton Golden Eagles in order in the ninth, hitting 159 kilometers per hour three times, matching the highest speed pitch in Japan, his own, three times here this evening. The Yokohama Bay Stars started off trailing 4-0 after one inning, scored one in the second, four in the fourth, and got an insurance run in the seventh to take this ball game by a total of 6-4. I'd like to thank you for joining me this evening for the last interleague game of the season. I certainly look forward to interleague again next year. It's been very exciting. The Chibolote Marines came out on top of the interleague play, winning their game yesterday. And it's been a real pleasure. We'll be back to either the Central League or the Pacific League next week. I'll take a look and see which teams have been represented the most and try to get a game of a team who hasn't been represented that much. That will most likely either be the Buffaloes or the Lions next week. So I think we'll be going with the Pacific League then. Again, thank you for joining me. I'm Michael Westphal. It's been a pleasure. I hope you can tune in again next week, either live or via the MP3s. So, until then, thank you for joining.